Blackstone Audio presents Bankrupt. The Intellectual and Moral Bankruptcy of Today's Democratic Party by David Limbaugh. To my son, William. Will Limbaugh. Introduction. Why the Democrats deserve to lose. The oldest continuous political party in the world is bankrupt. While the Republican Party is far from perfect and could do much better on immigration, domestic spending, and other issues, it does stand for principles beyond winning. It is the only party that can be safely entrusted with the most important issue of our day, the war on terror. What weaknesses it has could be vastly reduced with a renewed commitment to conservative ideals across the board. Democrats, on the other hand, have few policies beyond attacking President Bush, and have long lost any legitimate right to claim they are a responsible opposition party. The Scoop Jackson Democrats of the 1970s, who understood the need for a strong national defense, are long gone, with few exceptions, like Senator Joseph Lieberman, whose responsible statements on the war have led to his ostracism by the party elites. The 1970s Catholic, Southern, and blue-collar Democrats, who stuck by their traditional moral values, are now mostly Reagan Republicans. In their desperation to regain the power they held for decades, Democrats have seized on a few isolated scandals and manufactured others, trying to paint Republicans as fostering a culture of corruption. But the real systemic corruption is in the Democratic Party, from its highest positions of leadership to the bowels of its Bush-hating, anti-war base. The party's decline took firm root in the late 1960s and 1970s, but has accelerated dramatically over the last decade. Today's Democratic Party, the party of Al Gore, John Kerry, Howard Dean, Harry Reid, Joseph Biden, Edward Kennedy, and Hillary Rodham Clinton, is the party that sacrificed all moral principle to defend Bill Clinton in the 1990s, no matter what the scandal. It is the party that adopted the Clinton mode of conducting politics as an art of personal assassination, while accusing the other side of doing it. It is the party that tried to steal the presidential election in 2000, then convinced itself that Republicans did steal it, and has been paralyzed with bitterness and conducting revenge politics ever since.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?